Hello, everybody. I hope you are fine. I'm very, very happy to have you. We have Mr. Capo with us once again. Good afternoon, Mr. Capo.
Hello, Blessing. How are you doing?
By the grace, I'm fine. What about you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Okay, we thank God. Today, we are going to talk about something you have already developed. I saw it in your career. You like talking about accomplish a personal legend.
Yes.
What does it mean?
I think that we have to know that, yes, when you have a life and career, the most important thing that you need to think about doing is to see it as something you use as an adventurous. You want to do it. And not just trying to be a common person,
but
make sure that you will end up becoming a legend. Because, you know, if you're not the best in your world, chances are that you're just another person, another accountant, another marketer, another entrepreneur, another architect. You have to do special things and know exactly what you're going to do. That will make, I mean, help you make the difference. And when people see what you have achieved, what you have become, and what you have built, they can see that there are some differences between what you have done and what everybody else is doing. Because we have the ability to be an ordinary person or to becoming extraordinary. If you want to become extraordinary, it depends on you. It depends on the decision that you make to become a legend. You can become a legend in whatever you do, as Paulo Coelho used to say it. I mean, the main goal of any life is to be a legend.
Okay, it's very nice, but the way you are talking is like, to be a legend, you have to make the difference.
Yes.
But you know that it's not easier to make a difference. It's not easier to build something amazing, because for most of people, we are like ordinary person.
Mm-hmm.
So about you, what about you? Are you considering yourself like a legend or not yet?
It's clear for me that I had to be intentional when it comes to achieving my goals and achieving my vision. And I don't see any obstacles. I don't see anything that can prevent me from doing what I want to do. If it's not the will of God, if God just don't want me to do it, and maybe I die tomorrow, I don't know what.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe I can say, yeah, this can stop me doing it. But apart from that, I don't see what can prevent me from doing what I've decided to do. Because when you want something and you see, you are intentional when it comes to doing everything it takes to achieve your goals, nothing can stop you. Because If you walk into a goal, when you walk into an achievement, if it takes, let's say, 10,000 action to accomplish it, and you start, let's say, taking one action per day, at the end of the 10,000 days, you're going to achieve it. So I don't see anything that can prevent me becoming a legend. And I'm very intentional talking about that. I've set some goals for myself. One of my goals is to write 250 books. I've already written 42, so
wow.
I'm under the way. If I keep on with that pace, I know that, yes, I will end up achieving that goal. One thing that you want to do at the agency goal is to build, yes, 53 companies throughout Africa, developing coaching, information, and training. Providing people with the tools and the mindset they need to become successful themselves and to contribute to the development of our continent. So I don't see anything that can prevent us from doing that, because when we take the 53 countries that we wanted to cover, we already cover, 15. So we're under the way.
Okay, nice. Yeah. Very nice. But so what are the different steps to be a legend?
I think that there are people hoping to do things, so you're just waiting for a miracle to happen. They're waiting for exceptional occasion to do it. They're waiting for someone to provide them with the meal they need. They're waiting for the time to be right. They're waiting for the government to provide them with, favorable conditions or environment, I don't think that those people will end up becoming a legend. And there are some other person who are successful, that they are doing common things, and they have good houses, they go to school or university and they are graduated, they have a good job. But the challenge is, even if you have a good family, they're not doing anything exceptional. And if you ask them if they are doing what they have dreamed of doing, they will tell you they are not doing it. So they are just ordinary person. They are achieving great things. It's good. They are successful. It's okay, but it's not exceptional. You know, you have to do things occasionally. You have to do them one time and become successful. But there are some people who have systematize them. If you stay systematized the ways to achieving goals, to if it's become your lifestyle, if you don't let your age or any condition, any environmental condition prevent you from achieving bigger things from a decade to another one, if you keep on improving, knowing that success is a slow process, but you have to make sure that you're intentional, that you systematize it, you take it as a way of living. When you take it as a way of living, it's easier for you. So don't just have intention. You have to be intentional. You have to take action. If you take action and you become successful, it's cute, but you need to make it a lifestyle. So when you go from that wishes or the desired to action, then to result, and you see like something that you had to do in a systematized and basis, and you keep on doing it, and they never let anything prevent you from keep on doing it, and you never say, oh yes, I'm okay. Because some people used to think that, yes, they arrive at a level, they say, I'm arrived now. So where you will arrive? You are right nowhere. Because if you're still breathing, if you have time, if you have the strength for that, there is always room for improvement. So have to use those room. There's many things that we need to face and reface. So you never say that I'm okay, I'm done. So if you have that mindset, I think it's a very good thing. The next thing that is very important is to ask yourself why you're here. You know, they say there are two very important days in our life. It's the day we're born and the day we know why we're born. So it's very important to know why you're here. Because I'm not sure that, yes, you just appearing in the earth or you're born and you just born like anybody else. I think no one is purposeless, but some people never stop and ask themselves, why am I here? What is my mission? So we are in the earth, we do have some mission that we need to achieve. And it's very important for us to ask that question, asking yourself, why am I here? I'm sure that most of us are here for a reason. So it's very important to ask you that question, and for you to know exactly why you're here. You know when you do it, you feel good. You have a certain feeling of accomplishment. When you are doing it, you don't see the time passing. You're not hungry. You don't want to eat. It's just fits you, and you're satisfied with that. Someone is doing a painting and it's okay for him. Someone is blogging. Another person is a designer. Another person is architects. I don't know what. But when they are doing it, they feel very good, and they want to do it even if they are not paid for that. There are many things that you do very well even if you're not paid for that. Designing, being a coach, being a pastor. I don't know what. Having a ministry. Being a singer or an artist, I don't know what, a journalist, you know that you want to do it, and when you're doing it, you feel good. Even if there's no money in it, you feel very good. But it's very important for you also to say, okay, what is it that I want to do? And I want to achieve the big, results and performance in that industry or sector. And I want to be the best to do it. And when people will see what I've done, they will be inspired, they will be motivated to do like me, to be like me, and to do more than they have dreamed of doing before learning about me, before knowing about me. Because, you are a legend when you're not only do what you love, what you are here for. You're doing as like you are on a mission to accomplish something special, but you make sure that you do it at a level where it's inspiring and it's motivating, and you become a kind of leader for other person, because you're there. As Quincy John used to said one time, he said that, you know you are a leader when you are doing things that are inspiring other people to dream more, to be more, and to do more. So it's very important not just to achieve performances and take it to a higher level and keep pushing it, knowing that sky is the limit. And yes, you know, when you try to do things that no one has done before and you are setting records, it's good, but you know what, sometimes it's very difficult. So you have to make sure that there will be a time when you will be in front of many difficulties and troubles, and that's why you need to have a conqueror mindset. And if you see yourself as a conqueror, it's easier.
Very, very nice. Mm. It means that everything are related to the mindset.
Of course, yes, yes. Because if you don't have the right mindset, there are some environments where it's not easy. You know, when you are in Africa, you have a dream, you want to start your own business, you want to be an artist, you want to be a comedian, you want to be a movie director. It's not easy because, you know, not all conditions are here. Not all conditions are here, and not all conditions are set in place. So you had to make sure that, yes, you create everything from scratch, and I know that is not very easy. So sometimes many people, when it's become difficult for them to have that perfect environment or those perfect conditions, they don't know that they have to create them. If you're looking for someone that may help you achieve your goals or your dreams, and you're not getting them, you have to create them. If you're looking for perfect workers or employees and you don't have them, you have to, just pick people with potential who are not ready.
You shape them,
you refine them. It's your job to coach them, to develop them, to help them become leader. Because, you know, if you're looking for someone, something, and you don't have it, you have to create it. So you have to know that, even if it's very difficult in the condition in which you are, especially in Africa, you know, you have to say, yes, if I don't have what I want, I have to create it. And you have also to do some benchmarking. So just trying to see what other people are doing. And, you know, sometimes when you read biographies, you can see that even those guys who had set standards in the United States, the Fords, the Einsteins, the Thomas Edisons, you know, the condition in which they have done those incredible things are not as perfect as the condition in which we are now in Africa. So you have to say to yourself, if I don't have what I want, I have to create it. And if it's difficult, it's because not everything is okay. And you become a legend when you produce exceptional results, not in easy and perfect condition, but conditions which are impossible. As I used to say, we're not looking for someone who can do something that everybody believe possible in perfect environment and condition. We are looking for someone who can, yes, do incredible and set records and set standard for what can be done in very, very difficult conditions. So instead of complaining about the fact that the conditions are not perfect, we have to, yes, to do what we can, and to show the world that no matter what, we are doing something incredible in difficult condition, because we believe in that, because of our mindset, because we never let anything stop us.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I consider you as a legend. Like, you are on the way going to accomplish your personal legend.
Yeah.
So I know that for that things, to accomplish these kind of things, you have to develop a particular habits. So what are your daily habits?
I understand. We said, you know, when I'm coaching someone, the most important part of that process is to make sure that, yes, they don't wait for tomorrow to accomplish their legend.
Okay.
Yeah. If you have exceptional days, you're going to have exceptional weeks. If you have exceptional weeks, you're going to have exceptional amounts. If you have an exceptional amount, you're going to have an exceptional years and exceptional decades. And when you have exceptional decades, you're going to have exceptional life. So instead of waiting for tomorrow to accomplish your miracles, you have to make sure that you accomplish your miracles on a daily basis. If there is anything that you need to do about yourself, it's to do it today. Because you can do it at the end of that day. So make sure that you make it a masterpiece. If you want your life to become a masterpiece, you have to make sure that your days are masterpieces. So life is a question of addition of a different value that you're creating on a daily basis. So that's why for every day, I make sure that, yes, I set some victories, what I call, following Robin Sharma, the five victories of my days. So I make sure that there are five exceptional things that I do before the end of that day. And when I look back and I see what I've accomplished for that day, I can say, if I die tonight, it's okay. So we have to live our day like if we die tonight, okay. We have to make sure that we give all we have and all we can for each day, not waiting for tomorrow to accomplish the miracles. So that is, we make sure that we accomplish the miracle today. If, for example, you want, because sometime you become a legend from one person. Why? Because you've done for that person something exceptional no one has done for him or her before, or her or his whole life. So you say, okay, I want to become a legendary parent. So if you want to become a legendary parent, don't wait for tomorrow to do it. Make sure that when a day begins, before the end of the day, you make sure you do something so that at the end of that day, your children can say, yes, you're legendary. If you want to become a legendary coach or entrepreneur, kind of architect, you have to make sure that when the day begins, before the end of the day, you do something exceptional. So that at the end of that day, people who were in contact with you can say, today I met a legend. So if you do legendary things on a daily basis, there's no way you wait for another day. You know, Jesus Christ, for example, he spent, let's say, 33 years on the earth, and his ministry, let's say, duration of his ministry was 3 years. So during those 3 years, he does exceptional things on a daily basis. That's why he became a legend. So anybody can become a legend. So it's not like you had to be to live in 90 years before you become a legend. It takes a day to become a legend. Let's say Rosa Parks, for example. It takes a day for her to become a legend. She just said, no, I'm not getting out of the bus. And she became a legend. So doing exceptional thing on a daily basis is enough, sufficient to become a legend. It's not a question of time. It's a question of courage. It's a question of mindset or decision to be intentional about doing things that are exceptional and satisfactory to yourself. When you finish a day, you can say, yes, oh, what a day. And when people you have met along the day, they think about you, they say, yes, this guy is legendary. It's like you have, sometimes people are waiting for exceptional occasion to show that they can be a leader, to show that they can become a legend. One time there's a woman called Oshiola Makati. She was a cleaner, and she had been doing that for more than 70 years. And she ended up saving more than $250,000 doing as a cleaner, which is exceptional. And she used a part of that money to fund a scholarship for black students. And she had been able to fund one person before dying, and that person graduated. And during the ceremony of graduation, media came to to interview her and ask her, how come you, as a cleaner, you have been able to, to have a scholarship program for people, other people? She said, anybody can be a leader. It's anybody can show leadership. Anybody can become a legend, but it depends on your intentionality to do something every day about a thing that, because, well, let's say Africa, for example, there are many things to fix. So you have to just stand up and say, I have to do something about it. You know, we used to be just observers. We see things. We know that we have to fix them. We have to do something about it. Well, we just wait or we just comment like anybody else instead of doing something about it. So we guys are, yes, we're doing podcasting. Why? Because we know that, yes, people need information. So we have to do something about it. Are you a podcaster? Yes, you are, because you just finished a podcast. We're recording a podcast now. So it does not take any other step. They say, yes, I need, if you, for example, I'm not wishing you to die because I want to record another podcast for you tomorrow. But you know, if, for example, anybody hear that, hears that this podcast, they say, yes, I know Blessings, Beatrice, she's a podcast host. So you are. You're already a legend. By doing this, you're already a legend. It's just take one action to become a legend. But you have to be intentional and make sure that you don't just do it. You make sure you are best in your world while you're trying to do it. That's what is very important.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah.
As usual, I learned a lot of things.
Mm.
But what I kept in my mind is that it takes a day to become a legend.
Yes.
So it going to be a day for my people to become a legend.
Exactly.
So I wish to my people to become a legend, to accomplish amazing, amazing, amazing things.
Yes.
So, Mr. Kapo, thank you so much. God bless you. But do you want to add something to conclude?
Like John Maxwell was used to say, the secret of your success is in your daily agenda. So make sure that if you want to become legendary, make sure that you do legendary things on a daily basis, and you're gonna become a legend.
A legend. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.